Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. March is Women's History Month, and Kyle Gassett recently visited the G's Bend Quilters Collective in Wilcox County, Alabama. G's Bend quilts are displayed worldwide, with designs that are symbolic and geometric and often colorful. While at G's Bend, Kyle talked with Marianne Petway as she created one of her signature quilts. Kyle, welcome back to In Focus.
Thank you, Carolyn, for having me as always.
I want you to take us back to a day in late February. You had just done a story for NPR. I think they got you up in the middle of the night. And you were headed to Wilcox County after that. What was the reason?
I have to say, it's one of the best days that I've had in a long time. As you mentioned, I was up early to be on NPR's Up First with the recent story about Alabama IVF treatments and bills that were going through the legislature here. And after that, I packed the car up and I did go to Wilcox County because I had an appointment to spend the day with G's Bend quilter Marianne Petway. I was working on a story about how G's Bend made their way in the world, not only across numerous galleries and exhibits, which many of our listeners may be familiar with G's Bend's quilts, but they have also recently collaborated with some fashion designers. They have commercial collaborations with retailers such as Macy's and Target. I just wanted to go and experience what it was like to be in G's Bend and with a quilter. And I got to be with Marianne Petway while she was making a quilt. And that was quite an experience to behold because it literally almost completely came together in the span of time I was there.
Tell us a little bit more about her.
She is the head of the collective there, and there are a number of quilters in that group. She organizes them and organizes activities herself as a quilter. One piece that she's done is called Robot at the White House, which is actually on display in the White House. She also has another quilt in the Smithsonian. She was working away when I got there and just was so kind and gracious to tape. And it was one of the most enjoyable experiences I've had, Carolyn, doing this type of work.
Do you have a clip we could share of Marianne Petway?
I do. I asked her about her designs, and there are some archetypal shapes, I guess you can say, that make their way through a lot of the designs in G's Bend's quilts. There's one that kind of looks like one half of a picture frame, one half of a corner of a picture frame that gets repeated from one corner of a square all the way down. I asked her what that was, and she said, that's the plow. And then there's another design that's a little bit more of a square, and she talked about that being the gable. And here's how she described both of those.
This one, a half top. They also call it a sweep. See, like this pointed end, this the plow. That's the plow going in the ground. And then she'll tell me about that gable end, you know, like I guess the front of the porch or the side of the house, you turn it like this. That's the gable end. I said, oh my goodness.
Just to get a little bit of insight into what these shapes mean and what they are, and if our listeners are familiar with G's Bend quilts, each artist is so very distinctive in what they do, and they come from their own deep expression. And it is abstract art in a lot of ways. It has that quality where it's very profound in terms of how it's put together.
Give us a sense of your surroundings at G's Bend.
Well, when you drive up to the bend, you actually see that there is a ferry that you can take across the way. Now, Ms. Petway lives on this side of the river, so I didn't take the ferry. I went to the collective, but both her house and the collective building are on this side of the river. When you drive around that area, they have created a driving tour, and in front of the quilters' homes that are part of G's Bend, they have a large billboard with a picture of one of the quilts that that designer that lives there has done, and then a little bit of a biography of that quilter. So you get to visually experience it driving around in your car. to me, that is so powerful to see how it's made such an impact even in this community.
Do you have another clip we could share of Marianne at work on her quilt?
I do have another clip from when I was taping with Marianne, and I asked her about how these quilts come together, especially when she's working for somebody. She gets commissions for quilts. She told me, Carolyn, that she creates quilts not to go necessarily on someone's bed, but when she's putting a quilt together, she's envisioning it hanging on the wall. And here's how she described the process of putting it together and how she feels when she's doing it.
And if you love it, it seems like no matter how I fix it, they still love it.
She maintained that joy and exuberance all day long. She had a great time, and I did too.
What was the design that you saw her working on?
I have to say that what was amazing to me was that she was able to piece together this design. She sits right next to a bag full of quilt cloth elements. When she's piecing together and she's mostly eyeballing it, figuring out like how far this particular square needs to be to go in, she's just pulling different colors, maybe that go well next to each other or striking next to each other. And when you see it in the quilt, what she turned out at the end, it was really a powerful piece. And she had just created it just by sort of pulling things from the bag, putting it together. And the result was quite striking. We can put pictures of that on our Facebook page and Twitter.
Did she make a sketch or a pattern beforehand, or did the design just unfold as she worked?
She said sometimes she'd sit there and try to plan something out, and it didn't necessarily for her process. And then, of course, every quilter has their own process. But for her, it wasn't necessarily as efficient or didn't work for her as well as when she just, at the spur of the moment, would pull a piece of fabric out and the artistic inspiration that hit her to put it next to this color and next to this bolt and really create something magical from that.
Could you tell if it was going to be a colorful quilt or a more subdued pattern?
I think Marianne doesn't live subdued in anything that she does, especially in her quilt making. She even had shoes, Carolyn, the sneakers she was wearing, that had just different patchwork of colors on the shoes. So that just tells you a little something about Marianne. Everything is colorful, everything is bright, and everything works together when she's through with the final product.
Does she do any of this work by hand as well as the machine?
She put the quilt she was working with on a frame. Of course, it had the backing in. And then she just freehand stitched curved lines and freehanded this beautiful stitch design that married the back of the quilt to the front with the batting in between. And it really just amazed me again how she is just driven by inspiration when she's doing this.
I know you probably remember the 2006 U.S. Postal Service G's Bend quilt design set.
There was a framed sheet of those stamps in the collective house where I was. In the background is playing the documentary of the G's Bend quilters. So they're very proud of their legacy and their history, which of course dates back decades and decades. So they've been all over the world traveling and speaking about their designs and their work. It's been a point of pride for many of the quilters in the community.
What about the architecture of the collective and those houses?
Yes, it's just very simple architecture, very simple designs. These are folks that live close to the earth, and there's not a lot of frills and there's not a lot of commercial businesses in G's Bend that I saw. It's really a community. It's probably in many ways very similar to the way that it's been for decades. I recommend everybody go and experience it. It's just good for the soul. It's been recognized by art museums and art historians around the world as being significant culturally. I think you're going to experience more of G's Bend as we go forward.
Thank you so much for sharing your G's Bend visit.
Thank you for having me.
That was Kyle Gassett, Troy Public Radio's director, recounting his visit with Marianne Petway of the G's Bend Quilters Collective in Wilcox County, Alabama. More information about G's Bend quilts can be found at the Online Encyclopedia of Alabama. And Kyle has shared photos from his visit on our Facebook page. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.